Hi, I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. Online, you can find an excerpt by A.A. Hodge titled The Engine of Atheism. Pastor J. Stephen Wilkins posted the article online and provided a short excerpt and notes how it is, quote, impossible for a system under a supposedly neutral state to be anything other than a vicious engine of atheism, end quote. Well over 100 years ago, Hodge noted the following about the civil government school system. First, the tendency of the entire system, in which already vast progress has been made, is to centralization. Second, the tendency is to hold that this system must be altogether secular. Third, the claim of impartiality between positions as directly contradictory as that of Jews, Mohammedans, and Christians, and especially as that of theists and atheists, is evidently absurd. Conclusion. I am as sure as I am of the fact of Christ's reign that a comprehensive and centralized system of national education separated from religion, as is now commonly proposed, will prove the most appalling engineering for the propagation of anti-Christian and atheistic unbelief, and of anti-social, nihilistic ethics, individual, social, and political, which this sin-rent world has ever seen. Hodge was exactly right. The civil government school system denies Christ as the source of all knowledge. It is also expressly anti-Christian, and that Jesus is not allowed there, except in private, unobtrusive conversations in between classes. And it is the exact source that breeds young people, teaching them as they grow older that they need to go out and be hostile to Christians. It is not just an engine of atheism. It is the engine that drives the civil government to be overtly anti-Christian. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.